It's actually a wing. You look at it from the side here, and it's got a shape to it, and it's curved.
64-year-old Patrick Wiggins may be circling around Tooele in his four-seat Cessna 172 on any given day. But sometimes he's not the one flying the plane. A girl is. The retired military airplane mechanic and pilot volunteers with two nonprofit organizations that aim to get more girls up in the air. Girls with Wings and Women of Aviation Worldwide.
Well, girls deserve flight plans, not fairy tales.
I like that.
Yeah, I do too.
Wiggins lets any interested girl pilot his little plane, under his supervision, of course. They don't need any flying experience, and it's free. So on Wednesday, I stepped up into the cockpit, and before Wiggins let me steer the plane down the runway and take off, we had a chance to talk.
Oh, look at that. Glasses fell apart.
So you've taken, what, two or three other people up today?
Two. Two other people.
Are they all females?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for the... I will take guys up. You know, I'm equal opportunity. Yeah, it is aimed primarily at women because, well, first of all, Boy Scouts have a flight program. Girl Scouts don't. Girl Scouts are not allowed to fly, which irritates me no end, but so we get around that by doing it with individuals rather than through the scouting thing. But with only 6% of the world's flying population, you figure all of the pilots in the world, 6% are women. You know, we can do better than that. And that's what we're trying to do here. Basically introducing ladies to flight. And, you know, if guys come along, a lot of times what will happen is the lady will sit up front and she brings her boyfriend, sits in the back, right? You know, and I'm fine with that. But no, that's the whole purpose of both of these programs, Women of Aviation Worldwide and Girls with Wings. We want to get more females, double Xers, if you will, flying. The fact that they let me, with my single X chromosome and a single Y chromosome, they let me fly. That's nice of them, I guess, you know. But no, that's what we're doing is try to increase the availability of female pilots. We need more of them. We find that, I hate to say this, but a lot of times females handle like stress better, you know, than guys do. And so, yeah, if you got a pilot up front, you want to make sure that they're handling all the problems.
Some studies have shown that one of the reasons why women aren't participating in technical fields like the air and space industry is because they don't know there are opportunities for them to get involved. So Wiggins takes girls up, hoping they'll fall in love with the other world they find in the sky.
Open the door. It's getting a little warm in here. I don't know whether it's related or not, but I find that boys and girls seem to be equally interested in the sciences, and I think even flying, up until, I want to say, middle school, somewhere around there. And I don't know what it is. It's been a long time since I've been in middle school, but something happens to where the boys' interest in the sciences and flying seems to stay or even increase, and girls, especially in the sciences, much less. That stinks. You know, we half of the population, why are they not doing it? And it's not just a Utah thing. I mean, this is nationwide. For whatever reason, they're not as interested. And we just want to, you know, get as many people possible flying. You know, I can't fly everybody, but I fly as many as I can.
Wiggins says he's offered a lot of people a chance to go up in his plane, but sometimes there's not a lot of takers.
When I was a kid, if somebody came up and said, free flight, I would, yeah! But I'm not noticing that. You know, a lot of times they, yeah, okay, and then maybe the parents don't want them to, or they just, you know, they kept playing with their iPads or whatever. You know, so, but I still make it available. And if people want to do it, here I am. And if not, well, that's too bad for them.
Well, okay, so why do you do it? I mean, like, it's a personal cost for you. It takes time.
Yeah, but I'm going to be flying. Most of these flights, like today, I was going to go fly anyway. And then I found, hey, there's some people that want to go. So, okay, they get to come along. And that's what we're doing today. That's the two people earlier today. One of them is actually in the Air Force Academy. Going to be graduating in about a year, but she hasn't been able to fly there yet. And she got to take it off today. She did two takeoffs and two landings. Never flown an airplane before, but she managed to do it. And then you. And let's say we actually start the airplane and
okay,
go fly.
Let's do it.
Then I'm going to turn the master switch on. That turns electricity on. Now I've got a little beacon on the back. It started turning now. That tells people in the vicinity that we're about to start the engine. All right. Now this, and that's the fuel and the throttle. And now I stick my head outside and go, clear prep. And that tells anybody nearby to stay away.
For UTEP Public Radio, I'm Mackenzie Hamilton.